It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes. It is tea time, and we are kicking things off with Chris Hemsworth, who is just so amazing, as if we needed one more reason to love the actor. He went on Instagram announcing that he is donating $1 million to help fight the Australian wildfires.
We're really still in the thick of it here, as is plenty of challenging times ahead and still to come. So what we need is your support and your donations. I'm going to put forward $1 million, and I was hoping that all of you could contribute in any way, shape or form. Every dollar counts. That money goes directly to the firefighters, the people on the front lines, the people who have suffered, the communities that have taken a hit, and who are in desperate need of our support.
Oh my goodness, it is just absolute mayhem. The images are very heartbreaking, so anything you can do to help, please donate. Well, moving on to the big premiere last night of The Bachelor over on ABC. Pilot Peter went into the 24th season, and spoiler alert, if you didn't watch, I have to tell you, there was a surprise return by none other than Hannah B.
Hey.
What?
Hello! Is she dating him?
Hannah.
Hey.
Look. Hello.
I'm fine.
What are you doing here?
Hannah, we have a crisis. Hannah is here. Hannah Brown is here. Hannah.
Talking to Peter.
Oh my God.
Is she competing?
I don't know.
Is that legal?
What? So during the 3-hour premiere, the network reintroduced the former bachelorette who admitted that they, during her season that Peter was on, had sexy time in a windmill 4 times in Greece. So she is going to be vying for him, including 30 other women. There were 5 Texans, 3 flight attendants. Of course, they always want to get real jazzy with their entrances. Madison kicked it off, best contestant, with an oversized paper plane. Tammy used a TSA metal detector on Peter.
Ooh.
Yada yada. I think this is going to be a pretty juicy season. What are your thoughts on Peter? Do you like him as the Bachelor, Liv?
I do like him as the Bachelor. Yeah. He seems like a genuinely like nice guy. He gives me like kind of Ben Higgins vibes.
Oh yeah, just a nice all-around dude.
Seasons ago,
who's from Indiana?
Yes, I hate that Hannah Brown came back. I hate that because do you know how many men in my life have screwed it up? And then months later, come back like begging for me back. And I'm like, no, you lost your chance. Bye.
Exactly. It's going to be juicy. The next episode, we have to wait a week, Monday, 8 p.m. on ABC. Well, Ricky Gervais, I thought he killed it hosting the Golden Globes, but will he ever come back?
I loved it. As soon as it was over, I loved it.
Are you going to be doing it again next year?
I've told him, don't even ask me. I've said that before, and they keep asking me. And I've told him, please don't even ask me because it's tempting.
He's like, it's tempting, but I think he probably, they show him all that cash. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. So we shall see. I think he is like the best host ever because he doesn't hold back. And here is some exciting news. Saved by the Bell fans.
Is this real that Saved by the Bell is coming back?
Yeah, it's going to be on the new NBC streaming service, Peacock. And it's a big reboot. We got a great writer, Tracy Whitfield, who did like 30 Rock and The Mindy Project.
Wow.
It's a great team. And it's single camera as opposed to the traditional 3 camera that we did.
How many episodes are you doing?
We're doing 10 this first installment. So yeah, I'm back in class.
Oh yeah, AC Slater and his famous mullet are coming back, baby. If that doesn't make your day, I don't know what will.
All right, there are words that we still use in 2020 that need to be banished. We need to leave them behind. There's actually an official list, not my opinion, but Mackenzie?
I'm guilty of saying probably multiple of these.
Correct. Live the web girl?
I know I'm probably.
Correct. All right. We will do that in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.